Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
23663. And this is what?
This is customer support.
I can't. Okay.
And could customer I please have your first and last name?
My name is Alma Chapman. Let me tell you what I call for first. I wanted to know what company you customer support for what, for who. I was going through my bank statement on my phone, and I saw where I paid you $54. But for who is you? What was paid? What it was paid for?
Well, this is a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors. So with you receiving that charge, I would have to get it located first to see exactly
okay.
what you're being charged for. So
okay.
Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
1009 Rollins Circle, Hampton, Virginia.
Thank you.
23663.
Thank you. So I do see here, looks like that was back on May 28th. I'm sorry. You paid the $7.95, and that was for your free gift, the drill. So that was strictly just the shipping for your free gift. And then you were charged the membership fee of $56.95, and that got you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. See, I'm all confused. Only thing I was paying for was the shipping.
Right.
That was the only thing I understood that I was paying for.
Right. And so that's all you were charged for, the shipping for that drill. But it was a welcoming gift for signing up for the service and receiving the $125 gift card. So the $125 gift card is why you were charged the membership fee of $56.95.
Oh no. I didn't want that. I didn't need no fee for anything. I didn't want to join anything or want nothing. All I wanted you to do was take out the $7.
Right, but in the terms and conditions, that is where it stated about the $56.95 charge and that it would be for that $125 gift card. So it is a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms. What I can do for you as a courtesy is a 35% refund.
A 35-cent refund.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, $30, or
it's $19.93.
Huh?
It's
$19.93. You know some. That was okay. I'm not gonna be mad because I didn't understand what I read. Okay, I didn't read it right or whatever. I don't want to be a member of nothing. I'm not organizing you to take no more money out of my account for nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I tell you one thing, I would never, ever take another survey or anything else on this phone dealing with money. That's why I don't usually order by phone when it's dealing with money and credit cards, because it's always something else in between it that you miss. I'm not satisfied with this. I don't want this, but I can't blame nobody but me because I didn't read it carefully. But whatever it is, take me off it. Don't take another penny. I'm going to the bank. Y'all are not to take another penny of my money. And I'm very unpleased.
It's been canceled, ma'am, so you don't receive any further charges. The most I can do is a 50% refund for you as a courtesy.
But, hey, you only giving me $19 of my money back. You still keeping
$40
of it.
A 50% refund is $29.
Oh, you...
$58.
It'd be how much?
$29.48.
Okay, that's $30. Okay, all right. I'll bite that because I'm just much as fought. Okay, all right.
So I'm doing that refund for you now. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, that was it. Thank you. You were very helpful because I couldn't understand what it was. I didn't know what it was. I'm just glad your phone number was on my account. No, thank you. I'm just going to beat myself up for a little bit, but I'm okay.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Mm-hmm.